You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Hey guys, it's Jazzy, and we're back for another episode. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful Thursday. I just felt like today we needed to talk about the one thing that shows up in a lot of cosplay comment sections that people ask when they get called out for cultural appropriation. What are the lines when it comes to cosplay? Yes, yes, yes. I know a lot of us think that this should be common knowledge. And yes, unfortunately, it should. But it's not. And so today, we are going to talk about it so that hopefully we can create a space where it becomes common knowledge. I want to add a disclaimer, though. These are all my thoughts and opinions. If you want a little bit more in depth, you can check out my YouTube video called Cosplay Versus Race. But this is my opinion. These are my thoughts. If you feel differently, we can have a discussion about it. So the first thing most people do when they want to start a cosplay is they research. They research the best materials. They research how other people have done it. They research tutorial videos. They research as much as possible. They research who's selling props so I don't have to make them. All those things are research. But have you ever just sat and thought about it? Do you research the cultural background of the character you're cosplaying? A lot of people may say yes, but a lot of people may say no, and that is important because the cultural background is what can stop you from cultural appropriating because you understand the pain and hurt that can come from insulting an entire culture. It's not okay. So why not look up the cultural background? One of these that I love to talk about, and I may receive some hate for this, but in my opinion, I think cosplaying Esmeralda is kind of cultural appropriating. And I know she's a Disney character, and I know that I'm probably looking way too much into this, but she was a real person. And she, first of all, Esmeralda was not Romani. She was French and raised by a Romani family. So they literally over-sexualized her in the movie for absolutely no reason. I did not like that. And on top of all of that, if you wouldn't cosplay Pocahontas, then why would you cosplay Esmeralda? We understand the cultural appropriation with cosplaying Pocahontas, how it can be offensive to people, how Pocahontas was a real person, how her life was tragic. Well, Esmeralda's wasn't that much better, and her death was terrible. So why would you cosplay her if you wouldn't cosplay Pocahontas or Mulan? Like, these are all real people that lived, that had these lives. And to me, I just feel like you have to be very, very, very careful when cosplaying a real person. Now, I've seen a lot of Black women do Esmeralda, and they've done a good job, and I still like the cosplays, but I just personally, it's something I wouldn't touch, and that's just me. So I think understanding the cultural backgrounds of who you're cosplaying is very important because you do not want to offend a culture. Read the person's story. If they're cosplaying a real person or a person that's based off a real person, read their story. Understand where they came from, who they are, and not what Disney told you. That goes like even with The Princess and the Frog. Leah Chase was a real person. Even though her and Princess Tiana have a few things in common and a few things not in common, look up the life of Leah Chase and how she impacted the civil rights movement. It's phenomenal. It's a great story. Rest in peace. Like, it's a great story. So definitely look up the cultural backgrounds because that is how you can stop yourself from cultural appropriating during cosplay. It's just all about respect. So the first question, why am I choosing this character? And before we go, why would I ask myself why I'm choosing the character? You always ask yourself. There is always a why on why you chose a character. I like her hair. I love her outfit. I love his personality. I like his eyes. I like the way this character has this weapon. Whatever it is, you always have a why. So if you are a white person and you want to be Princess Tiana, I just want to know why. Why did you choose this particular princess? Especially when there's like 20 others you could be. Like, why would you choose this particular princess? No one's like saying you can't be her. I just, you know, I wanted to know why. Do you like to cook? Do you relate to that? Because if so, yeah, that makes sense to me. But you always need to like be ready with your why, because people will ask you, and that's okay, you know? Especially if you are doing a Black character and you're not Black, we will ask you, because Black cosplayers get attacked so harshly in all cosplay communities that they're very sensitive to when their characters are cosplayed by other people. So they may ask like, yo, hey, why are you dressed up as this character? Why did you choose this particular character? No one's attacking you. It's just a question. I'm sure you have a why, so just answer. So yeah, I like that character's hair, or I really like her personality, or I really like his shoes, or whatever it is about the character that you like. And that's totally okay. Gender, changing the gender of a cosplay or changing the race of the person being cosplayed is perfectly fine. But this doesn't mean that you can do things like blackface or raceface. It's not okay. And a lot of people still pretend like they don't know what race facing is. It's 2020. Go look on the internet. Google is free. Like, we're not explaining this in 2020. You knew it was race face. Don't lie to us. So yeah. The second one, am I being respectful to the character this group represents? Guys, you have to pay attention to this. I swear to God. If you dress up as a character and you start saying left or racist things, it's not okay. It's not okay, especially if it's offensive to that marginalized group that that character is based off of. It's not okay. It's offensive. It's hurtful. It's harmful. It's not just a joke. And this is stuff I've seen a lot on TikTok. A lot. So it's one of those lines where we have to just be cautious. We have to just be willing to open up and just be aware of how we could be hurting people by doing something that it literally costs us nothing not to do. So, I mean, it's free to not hurt people's feelings, but at the end of the day, it's up to you and the type of person that you want to be. And I honestly feel as though when I do see this, I don't care how long we've been cool or how long I've followed you as a cosplayer, I'm going to just block you or delete you or unfriend you, because that's just not the type of energy that I am trying to bring into 2021. And I'd hope the same for you guys. The final thing is just the disrespect that can happen. And this isn't just talking about culturally or racially or however you want to look at it. This is talking about everything. Like, if you're cosplaying with somebody and you use the wrong pronouns, that's not okay. That just literally just happened on TikTok recently. A cosplayer was cosplaying with another cosplayer. They do it at their video and they use the wrong pronouns. And that stuff is hurtful. That's traumatic for people when you use their wrong pronouns. So let's just be careful about that. Just because somebody cosplays as a cis woman doesn't mean that the cosplayer themselves is a cis woman. I don't care if you believe they are. That's not always how it works. So you have to just respect people and respect their pronouns. Most people have them in their profile. They'll put them in their videos, like, so that you do not mess that stuff up. It's all about respecting the community. And honestly, the cosplay community could use a lot more respect for each other. And I talk about that a lot on here. I talk about that a lot on my YouTube channel. I talk about that a lot on Facebook, because I talk about that a lot on Instagram, because I really, 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 really want people to not be scared to join this community. Everybody always says, cosplay community is toxic. It's so toxic. Oh my God, it's terribly toxic. You do not want to be a part of it. Okay, but you are also a part of that community. So you have the ability to make it not toxic anymore by spreading the word, spreading the positivity that anyone can cosplay, being honest and calling out people for their BS. That is your responsibility. We can get rid of the toxicity in this community and make it so it's not toxic anymore, but you have to be willing to put in the work. You know, you can't just wait for someone else to just pick up the torch. If we had done that, then the world would be a completely different place right now. So, with that being said, yes, the community could be better, but at the end of the day, we have to start with the principles. We have to start with respecting each other. We have to start with having healthy conversations. We have to start with helping minors understand what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. We have to stop. We have to start understanding what's the difference between an opinion and a fact, because both of those things get really misconstrued in the community. Like, my opinion is this, but this is also a fact. And so then you have people arguing and everybody wants to pick a side. It's ridiculous. This is just ridiculous. We always have the same arguments when it comes to characters that are minor. We always have the same arguments when it comes to our lewd cosplayers. We always have the same argument when it comes to, is Kazakh cosplay real cosplay? Like, all of these are valid, and everyone has an opinion, and opinions, you know, you're allowed to have them. But there are some things are just fact. And the one thing is that we need to learn to respect each other and learn to agree to disagree, unless it's harming another person. But the toxicity in the community comes from people who stay on their high horse and believe that I'm right and I say what I need to say and I get to say, and this is this. No, stop it. It's not okay. So because of that, I just wanted to really just talk about, like, just as long as we really bring the respect into the community and fight for what we believe in, and share and help and stand up for those who are getting bullied or picked on because of things that they didn't do wrong, but also call out the people who are doing things wrong. Like, people called out that cosplayer for misgendering that other cosplayer. This is what we need to be doing, because this is how people become better people. So let's stand up for each other. So what comes next? What comes next is building that positive atmosphere. What comes next is the calling out. We've talked about this already, guys. You guys know what comes next. So I just want this community to just be a place where we can all just build confidence in what we love, instead of the consistent arguing and fighting on who did it better, or who's the only one that gets to do it, or you did race face. No, I didn't. It's repetitive, it's annoying, and we've been going back and forth about this for what, years? Like, it's time to do better. And now that we're all stuck at home, it's time to really have these conversations, because we're not going to be at cons and stuff like that for a little bit now. So most of us are cosplaying through the internet and being vulnerable in that way. Some of us that didn't really cosplay in different ways are making cosplay TikToks and stuff. So it's time to just band together and have each other's backs and really just stand up for making this community more positive, because the only way to get rid of toxicity in a community is to make it more positive. Thank you so much for joining me this Thursday. I hope you guys all have a very, very blessed Thursday. I will see you guys next week, where I tell you my top 10 holiday specials that I am super obsessed with and I cannot help but watch every single year. After that, we'll continue our cosplay series with advice for beginner cosplayers, but I can't wait to share my Christmas specials with you, and I will see you guys next Thursday. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.